Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. I cannot say it enough. A quiet time with God is necessary. Should be our first assignment when we wake up daily. So welcome to Turning Point of today. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 17th day in June. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. The 17th day. 13 days to go in this month. This month still owe you a lot. And it shall be fully delivered before the month is over. I prophesy to this person. You will go from broke to breakthroughs. From sickness to healing and good health. From disappointment to new appointment. From frustration to celebration. In Jesus' name. All students, from all levels, at all levels, I have an urge in my heart to pray for students, and parents can stand in the gap for their children, siblings, and spouses as well. Lay your right hand on your forehead gently as I pray. Parents and siblings, do the same for the people you are standing in the gap for. I prophesy, anointing to be 10 times better rests on all students. Better than co-students, better than colleagues, same anointing that worked for Daniel will work for you. You will come out with flying colors in all your exams. Then I have an urge in my spirit to pray for anyone running a program, working on a project, going on a journey. Please raise your right hand up a little where you are. Receive oil to succeed brilliantly. All the requirements needed to complete this program and project, including money, support, approval, space, strength, all, receive it by grace in Jesus' name. Someone is under the sound of my voice today. A major surprise visit from God is coming for you. Then who is this woman? You just lost a pregnancy, precious pregnancy, very painful. You have cried and cried. Lay your right hand on your tummy. Let me pray for you. God will compensate you. Your next pregnancy shall be stress and struggle free. You will carry it to term and deliver with ease. God shall wipe away your tears in Jesus' name. June 17, celebrant your birthday prayers. Lay hand on yourself. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. Enjoy your birthday. Right? Let's see the teachings we can do and counseling on some life's issues here. First one today. A very good morning, Pastor. Please, can one get involved with all these financial programs highlighted by Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, which promised participants to earn millions monthly? Please try and answer this question for us, sir. Thank you. I will forward one of such to you, sir. Wow. Don't bother to forward it to me. I see it on social media myself all the time. And thank God you asked this question today. Those adverts and promos you see on social media are AI generated to deceive, exploit, and defraud the greedy and the unsuspecting public. Sometimes they use Alhaji Aliko Dangote, Tony Elumelu, Femi Otedola, Warren Buffett, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and all those highly successful business and career personalities. They are all AI generated. It is impersonation. Those people have nothing to do with it. Please be warned. I have told us again and again, sudden wealth is a myth. There is no easy and simple way to wealth. And when a proposal looks too good and too easy, I have asked us to put a question mark on it. Don't go near. Even with us on this platform, Turning Point, our media people are having a running battle with impersonators. Please don't go near. They are all AI generated. The person, the voice, and all. They are fraudsters. Please do so and move away from such people. Don't have anything to do with them. Next, my dad and family. Because you are my dad and TPGF, my family. Yes, I am. And we are. I ask this question, not necessarily because of myself, but for single ladies, single parents, and divorced people who are God-fearing indeed, but find themselves single, both male and female. How can they cope when the urge for intimacy comes for them? When masturbation is a no-no for us. Playing with toys is a no-no for us. Let's be realistic here, sir. You can't be reading Bible all the time. And most of the believers that come around, including the so-called God-fearing ones, some pastors speaking in tongues are demanding to sleep with one. But because you fear God, you refuse. They leave you and go away. And time is not on one side. What counsel or programs do you have for such people, sir? Truth be told, it takes extra grace. Wow. Serious life issues here. I quite understand what you are saying. The truth is, many things in life do not run the way God intended it for human being. Jesus was teaching on this. Matthew chapter 9 verse 12. He said, there are those that are born eunuch. There are those who become eunuch by themselves. There are those that were made eunuch by men. And there are those that God called to be eunuch. Eunuch are those unmarried. There are people who are unmarried, divorced, become single parents because life happened to them. Things went contrary. So they have no one they can call their spouses. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 9, and I urge listeners to try and read that portion in the Bible. Paul said, three times he prayed to God to remove a particular thorn in his flesh. Theologians are still arguing what that flesh in the Paul and the flesh of Paul could mean. Whatever it is, God's answer for him was, leave it there. My grace is sufficient for you. Then you answer the question yourself by saying, it will take extra grace. And that is what it is. Anything in our lives that we can't change, despite prayers and effort, let's ask God for grace to move on despite it. It is not everyone in life that desires to marry that will eventually marry. It is a bitter truth, but that is the truth. Some will remain unmarried, yet serving God and impacting humanity and still be fulfilled in life. Such believers should ask for God's grace, pour out their heart in serving God and in touching humanity. Listeners, if you have comments, anything contrary, please send it. I will read it out. I have received so many people responding to the issue of tithe, sacrifice, and seed sowing that we teach and encourage on this platform, but we ask everyone to do it voluntarily. No one is put under pressure, but we teach the truth. So many of those who have responded have said, yes, Pastor, you are right. Let's teach it, let's believe it, and let everyone do as God leads each person to do. Oh, thank you, TPJ members, for your understanding of scripture and your giving grace. I call for 20 persons that will make a free will donation. 20 people who have the faith, who have the love, and who have the capacity to support the TPGF conference holding in Manchester. It has cost us a huge sum of money. I said 20 people that can sacrifice 100,000 naira without stress, who have the capacity, who have the faith. I'm happy to announce that 10 people have so far responded. Will you be part of the remaining 10? Do as God lays in your heart. If you have the faith, if your faith say yes, if you have the capacity, so that we can run and add to what is costing us to run that conference. It takes a huge money to run such conference, but we are not complaining. God is helping. If you are part of the 10, do so. If you don't know the commission's account number, send a chat message of request to +234 809 789 4000. It will send it to you. And if you are doing it from diaspora, use our PayPal, the HSBC account, equivalent of 100,000 naira in support. God is helping us. He will help us through. Now, we want volunteers at the conference venue. And all of us in Nigeria, Africa, the rest of the world, I have our people in United Kingdom. Please encourage them to attend the Manchester conference. Volunteers and anyone that wants further inquiry on the conference, please send a chat to 074-111-28401 or 079-178-97088. They will give you more answers. I am trusting God that we are going to have a wonderful time this Friday and Saturday in Manchester, and have arrived with a team of pastors with all the grace and the anointing on us. I pray every day for those of us that rebroadcast this message to our people. Therefore, God using you to bring more people to this great family. I pray for those that pray for me every day and pray for our pastors that are answering and requesting, and pray for our movement and the development of TPGF. And we are really roaring all over the world. Thank God for givers. Thank God for tithers, because without the seed and the sacrifice, we will not be going this much. I pray for everyone doing the 100,000 sacrifice, those who have done, those who still do. The Lord bless you as you do. I pray for your family. I pray for everyone that God has led to be a part of this family. I thank God for your understanding, for your support, and the love that has made us siblings under God. The anointing upon TPGF, the anointing of me, his humble servant, will also be working for you. It's already working for many. It will work more. And those trusting God for divine intervention in one area or the other, you will receive it. You will be fulfilled. I pray for TPGF members all over the world. God will bless you spiritually, materially, financially, health-wise, so that you will be a formidable part sponsoring the gospel all over the world. God called me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.